listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk about getting along in God's family. I'm going to read to you from 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, where we read, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him." As the father of three wonderful children, I can say that one of the most frustrating things about parenting is when the kids argue and fight with each other. You want them to stop it, to get along. You want them to see that we're all part of the same family, the same team. In this verse, John tries to get us to stop our fighting with each other in the family of God. You see, John often mentions being born of God. In 1 John, he does it in chapter 2, verse 29, chapter 3, verse 9, and chapter 4, verse 7. Here, he tells us how one is born of God. He says, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ." You see, we believe that Jesus is the Christ when we trust that he is our Messiah. Not just the Messiah in a generic sense, but our Messiah. We're born of God by trust and faith in him. John's great emphasis has been on love, but he never wants anyone to believe that they earn salvation by loving others. We are born of God when we put our trust on Jesus and his saving work in our life. We also understand that John did not mean mere intellectual agreement that Jesus is the Messiah. You see, even demons might do this much. But what we need is a trust in and a reliance on Jesus as the Messiah. Additionally, John makes it plain that we must believe that Jesus is the Christ. There are some of a New Age sort of thinking who believe that Jesus had the Christ spirit. You know, just like Confucius, Muhammad, Buddha, and probably others for that matter. But we would never say that. We would never say that Jesus has the Christ. No, Jesus is the Christ. Being born of God also has this effect on our lives. It is assumed that we will love God, that is, him who begot us, here in chapter 5, verse 1, because we're born again into his family. But it is also assumed that we will love others who are begotten of him, our brothers and sisters in the family of Jesus. This new birth is the common ground of Christians. Not race, not class, not culture, not language, nor any other thing except a common birth in Jesus Christ and the common lordship of Jesus. To love all others in the family of God means that you do not limit your love to your own denomination or group, to your own social or financial status, to your own race or your own political perspective, or to your own exact theological persuasion. If any of these things mean more to us than our common salvation and the common lordship of Jesus Christ, then something's very wrong. Parents are exasperated and even disgusted when they see their children fight and seem to hate one another. How must God feel when he sees his children fight among themselves? Brothers, sisters, we're born of God. Let us love one another, and we can let his love work in us and through us, and do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.